Very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm joined in the studio by the very gorgeous, love the hair, by the way, Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, and Alice, who is currently on work experience. Hello, Alice. I'm just about to see you over there. Now, the Chicken and Frog is on the Ongar Road in Brentwood, and Natasha's here to talk about the Brentwood Children's Literary Festival, which is taking place Saturday the 22nd to the 30th of July at various locations all over Brentwood. Each session is just £3. And if you want to check the website, we'll give it to you. It's all the W's at brentwoodlitfest.com. So good morning. You're looking very lovely. I love the hair. Just to describe, it is pink. And you've had it all cut off.
I've had it all cut off. So it's like a boy's haircut. I won't tell you what my children call it because it's rude. Because they're horrible to me. Right. But it's very, very, very short and light. A dusting of pink.
Dusting of pink. What made you go for the chop?
Well, because sometimes you've just got so much hair.
Yes.
So I'd had it cut shortish anyway. But it's like wearing a hat in this weather, isn't it? I was just like, I just can't. So yeah, a whole lot. And also I abuse it because it's always a different colour.
Mm.
So if it's short, then it can kind of... I won't wake up hopefully with it just on my pillow one day. That's what I'm thinking. Because otherwise I will wake up bald.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sitting here today looking like I didn't do anything with my hair. I washed it and I'm looking look back like Noddy Holder this morning
because
I
let it dry
naturally and it's quite frightening.
Frightening.
There we go. So Alice, Jerry, good morning. I'll just wave, look over the computer. Hello to Alice. Nice to meet you. So the festival is in its second year. This is the second year,
yes.
Is it? So tell us about how you got the idea in the first place to do the festival.
Moment of madness. There's lots of festivals all over the world, really, now. And you know that we're passionate about children's books. And we just felt that although we do bring lots of authors and illustrators to Brentwood throughout the year, into schools and into the shop a little bit, that it would be really nice to have a real big celebration of what they do and to get children enthused. And we just thought that the kickstart of the summer holidays would be a good time to do it when parents are already thinking, oh, geez, this 6 weeks is going to cost us a fortune and what we're going to do and yelling, get off of your computer screen. Yeah. So we just wanted to offer something different and something we're passionate about. So, yeah, but it was a moment of madness, really.
And how much work is it taking to put everything together?
I can't possibly put that into words.
No.
A huge amount of work. And it starts really September?
Mm.
Yeah, we have kind of, we finish the end of July. We have August. Well, we don't have August off, obviously, because we're at the shop and we're doing other things. But then realistically, it starts again about September in terms of applying for funding and contacting authors or applying to authors that are on our waiting list because they've contacted us for the following year. So it's just, yes, madness.
So some of the events, because there are loads of events going on for the whole week from the Saturday to the Saturday.
Yes.
And so you've got lots of, and it isn't just a one specific age group, it's covering a wide range of age groups. So what's the youngest that the children can come along?
So we've got a lovely free story time event happening at Brentwood Library. That's on Tuesday the 25th of July, and that's for anyone who likes having a story read to them. That would just be me, but I'm quite good at telling stories, so I'm going to tell some stories. And then we've got our lovely friend Renata, who's part of Step Into Yoga, and she's going to be doing yoga for littlies.
Oh,
it's going to be so
right.
Cute. So I'm very excited about that. So we have literally got from preschool. Then we've got things like the really big pants theatre companies. We're going highbrow here. And they're suitable for really from any age, I would say, just because it's very interactive, quite loud and incredibly silly.
Mm.
And it goes right the way through to young adult. We've got a young adult discussion panel. When is it? Can't remember. I should know by now. I should just have it all in my brain. On Thursday, the 27th of July.
And is that with Molly?
That is with Molly, who was in with you yesterday. Yeah. And Dan Smith, who's an award-winning YA author and amazing. And Gemma Fowler. She's had one book out. She's been to two schools with us, but she's definitely going to be a rising star. Her writing is phenomenal.
Mm.
So, and it's being emceed by a local book blogger called Josh, because, you know, do you want me, nearly 44-year-old woman, or do you want a 16-year-old boy? 16-year-old boy obviously wins.
Don't ask me those sort of questions.
Not on air. Don't mean in the biblical sense. So he will be, I'll be there, but Josh is going to be running the show and emceeing.
Yep.
And it's just, that one's more, obviously the authors will talk a bit about their books, but it's a chance for the people in the audience to ask questions about how do you become an author if they're interested in that, and to yeah, have a bit more of an in-depth discussion about what it's like, really like, to be an author, because not everyone is J.K. Rowling. So
it's no. A bit,
yeah.
Well, you know. Yeah. Molly gave some very good advice yesterday. She said, with trying to write a book, and I think this is the best advice I've ever had, she said, write it, don't edit as you go along. Because yeah. What people tend to do, and even when I wrote a page, I thought, well, that doesn't sound very good. It sounds a bit, that's all, well, people are going to think I'm an idiot, which they obviously do, but most days.
It's not true.
But she said, don't edit, write yeah. it all out of your system, then go back to the beginning. And she said, then leave it a month, then go back and have a look at it. But write it out first.
Absolutely. And lots of authors will say that writing is really rewriting. That's what you're doing. But to get the whole, absolutely, she's completely right. Get the whole lot out in one go if you can, because otherwise you second guess yourself. Yeah. Too often, and you just spend your whole time going back, I think, and going, oh, I don't like that word, and that's not quite right.
Yeah,
you never get it finished.
No. Well, there, yes, I'm agreeing with you. So how many different events have you got going on over the week? How many is there?
I think it's 20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what can you pick out a couple of highlights? I mean, they're all very, really good, but just a couple of highlights that you're looking forward to in particular?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to everything, but we've got a couple of things that are very different from last year. So last year was all about fiction. So we've got two non-fiction in there as well. So we've got, there's a national newspaper called First News, which is a children's newspaper, the only newspaper that I read every week because it makes sense to me. And they are coming to run a journalism workshop on the Saturday. They're going to be kicking off the festival. I'm really excited about that because it's just so different.
Yeah.
So that's going to be quite interesting. We've got a lovely author called Nikki D. She's been to the shop before. She writes brilliant information books about dinosaurs. And she's so passionate about dinosaurs, I can't tell you. She just brings loads of stuff with her. So you can actually play with like T-Rex claw and stuff. It's awesome. Mm. And she's just written a new book, which is kind of... It looks like a little novella, but it's actually based on two real dinosaur hunters and about how, you know, they fell out over dinosaur fossils. And so it's just completely different. So those two, I think, stand out probably the most just because they're so different from anything that we had last year, and the YA discussion panel as well, because we didn't do that either.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's difficult. Things that are going really well, Diary of a Wimpy Kid Roadshow, is doing really well. Unfortunately, can't afford Jeff Kinney. You know, it's probably thousands of pounds a minute. But it's the official roadshow, so that there'll be film clips of him, and the kids are going to do a draw along. So they're going to get taught how to draw the characters, and they'll be able to take all their artwork home with them. And we've got writing workshops. Loads and loads of different things this year. So it's exciting.
So you've got the website, and you've also got your leaflets. Where can you pick those up from, the leaflets?
All over the place. But obviously, we've got them at Chicken Frog Bookshop. They're at the Brentwood Centre. Brentwood Kitchen have got some. Where else? Sincerely Yours Card Shop. Gorgeous card shop in Shenfield. They've got some. So they're dotted around. The libraries have all got... Where else? All the schools were given them, so I think maybe some schools are not giving them out until this week when the kids all break up. And we're advertised in all of the magazines that go out to schools as well. So Brentwood are very lastminute.com when it comes to booking anything, which is no good for my blood pressure. So but it'll be fine. It was fine last year, so it'll be fine this year.
So your hair by next Saturday will be on the pillow next to you, or it'll be white.
Yes, possibly. Possibly.
And then you'll go again in September to start all over again?
Probably.
Probably. You will do. Yeah. How do you see the festival expanding over the years? Is this something you're going to try and roll out across the country? Is that something you'd like to... I mean, would you like to be able to do that in sort of, you know, all over Essex?
I don't know. I think... there's already the Essex Book Festival, which is absolutely lovely, and they have loads and loads of events on. I'd like to keep it really for Brentwood.
Yeah.
And Shenfield. It would be nice to have a few things a little bit further out than just Brentwood Town Centre, so maybe try to do something in Shenfield as well. But I think there's nothing like this that locally, so it would be nice if it grew. Like Latitude was on this weekend, and that's a massive music festival, but they also have children's authors there as well in a big marquee tent thingy. So let's see.
Fingers crossed. And yourself over there, Alice, how are you? Thought Alice had nodded off then. Alice, you're doing work experience.
Yes.
And what school are you from?
Oh, I'm actually in school at the moment.
I mean, it's not another one that I'm not getting.
She's a baby. Oh, right. So she just,
don't tell me you're 25. Yeah. So are you enjoying your work experience?
Yes, it's good fun.
Yeah, what's been the best thing so far?
Because
it's only
meeting
Tuesday.
You, obviously.
Lots of proof copies. Those are good. Mm. Lots of proof copies of books.
Yeah.
So my bookcase has doubled in size since I started.
Yeah, it's a perk of the job. You've been to Bloomsbury with us, haven't you?
Yeah,
got goodies.
That was great.
Good. Yeah. So you've been there a couple of weeks. Is it all weeks?
No, I've been here since March.
She's not left yet. So
no,
it's quite. We should feel like we've probably done something right.
Should be in school, really, but it might just have a working.
This is my school.
This is Alice's school.
Yes,
yeah.
Fabulous.
Scott,
yeah.
So you get to meet all the children when they come in as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So just tell us, Natasha, because we always have to mention the Chicken and Frock Bookshop because it's on the Ongar Road and you've been there. Is it 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, it'll be 5 years in October.
I remember when you came.
Yes.
And you really fitted into sort of Brentwood and made a big difference to the lives of children in Brentwood and tried to make it a community that people can come in and sit down and relax. And you do the study there as well, don't you?
We do, yeah. So we're just starting to wind down now because it's the last week. So after this week, we don't run tuition through the summer apart from the poor children that are going to be doing 11 plus in September.
Yeah.
And we run a summer school for Larchwood Primary School as well. But yeah, we're passionate about getting kids reading, but we're also really keen that it's a kind of a community hub. So, and we think we're doing that right because, for example, we've got a couple of kids that won't be coming to tuition with us in September because they're going to secondary school and they're going to see how they settle. But their parents have said, oh, can we meet them here after school for the first week or so, just so they know that, you know, where they are. Mm. So that's lovely because it means that we've become somewhere that the children feel comfortable and the parents are happy for the kids to be there, and that's what we wanted. So,
next job done. And we do have to say good morning to Jim as well.
We do. Morning, Jim.
Who is working very hard.
I'm sure he's exhausted.
I said it sarcastic. I didn't mean it like that.
Sorry. Not just sitting on the sofa reading. It's research.
Yes. There you go. If you want to find out more about the Brentwood Literary Festival.
You said it right. That's twice.
I know. I'm having really
just
bad
stop there.
Stop there. Just have a look at brentwoodlitfest.com on the internet. And also don't forget you can pick up the flyers, which are here at the Brentwood Centre, Chicken and Frog, and you'll find them other places in Brentwood as well to see what's going on.
Yep, and you can book tickets through the Brentwood Theatre box office, but you can also book tickets directly with us.
And the cost is...
It's just £3. £3. We kept the cost. That was something we were really keen on, was to make it as affordable as humanly possible. So it's just £3 a ticket for each event. So it's not bad.
Lovely. Well, it's lovely to see you.
You too. Thanks for having us.
And you, Alice. I'll just look over. I've got two computer screens. We're going to redesign the studio soon, so we won't have these.
Fancy.
I'm going to see my beautiful face rather than just the top of my head.
Oh, is that Michelle?
It's a beautiful top of the head. It's very, very glamorous. 11:16. It's Cool in the Gang with Lit. Oh, just at the very posh.
Cool
in the Gang. With Let's Go Dancing.
Let's.